Sorry?
Massive win today.
Yeah, yes, it was important. We stressed that before the game and all week that it's probably a must-win game for us. But performance-wise, it was great. I was happy for 85 minutes. And then I thought we were great first half. We looked a threat. Played some good stuff. But same again, just couldn't score that goal. And opportunities second half, they probably started okay. And then we managed to get into the game. And again, opportunities all over the place. And we thought a goal might have come from David Hopcutt, the way he was playing. So delighted with the goals, but just disappointed in the last 5-6 minutes. Sloppy goal away and kind of hanging on a wee bit. But credit, they did it and we managed to get the win.
Taking away the goal at the end there for Maird. I mean, when you play like that, do you wonder why you're in this position?
Yes, we do, yeah. But we made a point at half time that we were good again, but we weren't winning. There's been so many opportunities this year that we've played well, created chances and not scored. And that's the most important thing in football, to score goals, to get up. So we showed that wee bit today, that you've got to go and win. We stressed that to them and we did it, so credit to the players today.
It closes you in and win the playoffs again, doesn't it? That's the key, isn't it? Keep the momentum going and winning.
It is. We need to keep winning. We know we need to keep winning week after week. We've got 8 games left and probably need to win the majority of them to get in and amongst it. So other people are looking at the results, but honestly we're not. We just need to keep winning games of football and we'll see where it is. And if we keep performing like that today, with the same attitude and the same desire to win games, we'll do okay.
The attitude was summed up in the last year. It was near the 5 minutes today. They were all throwing themselves in at the ball, stopping, getting them.
Yeah, that was a great block. I don't even know who it was. The last kick. But credit to them, as I said, they defended with their lives, and it was great. We had to have that because they threw everything at us. But the game should have been out of sight. That's a disappointing thing. It should have been over and done with. But we can't keep saying that. We need to start doing it, and we need to get to work next week.
Obviously played his part today, but likewise Paul George on the other wing, both exciting players.
Yeah, great. Paul's probably a wee bit kind of match fitness kind of short. He's actually been off most of the week unwell, and as I said, I'd planned to play him today, and he only trained a wee bit yesterday and played, so showed good signs. 2 great balls in the first half, and that's what I want us to do. But tired second half, so brought him off. David was fantastic the whole game. We gave him a licence to go and be positive, told him before the game, and he was brilliant. Thought he was great, caused him problems all day, and he's delighted that he'd handed in the 2 goals. He's trying to claim the first goal right enough, but I can't move with that.
You're not giving him that?
No. Yeah. I don't know. I don't go. It went in the net, that's it. I'm happy with that.
The big difference today was you didn't get goals. Yeah. But you must be disappointed that Michael Muffet just denied by everything.
Yes, he was great. And I've spoke to him that I'll take that because he's shooting and he's getting in and amongst the goal. He's getting shots on goal, and I'm asking him to be greedy around about the goal because he's too unselfish sometimes. So he had efforts on goal today, but he's not been doing that the last few weeks. And there's still time for him to score goals and save. But his link up play, his general play, was much more like himself. And I'm delighted with that.
Thank you very much.